Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReinold.com/knee for more information and to sign up today.
On this episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show, we talk about voodoo floss, banded pull-aparts, and some of our favorite sports physical therapy conferences.
The Ask Mike Reinold Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show. We're up at Champion PT and Performance up in Boston, Massachusetts. Lenny Macrina, Dave Tilley, Dan Pope, Mike Scaduto. We are joined by our new threesome of students. We got a trifecta of students today. Lenny, you're our
CCI,
right?
Introduce
the students for us.
We have a great group of students. I'm going to go senior student first. Janice, caller Jan Conkle from the New York Medical College Center of New York State University. We also have Leanne, don't call her colon, Cologne, from the Texas Women's University Center of Physical Therapy Universities. And we have Cameron McDonald from the University of Rhode Island.
McDonald.
Don't get french fries from him.
Can't, Jan.
You may have to do this for, like,
Leanne,
the next couple months,
because I still don't remember all that.
Someone's going to have to write this down on a cue card for me. But anyway, we're back. Another great episode answering all your questions, rehab, fitness, sports performance, anything you guys want to talk about. Head to MikeReinold.com and click on that podcast link. You can ask us more great questions. I was looking at the question queue, by the way. Like, we get a lot of questions, but we have some, like, there's like 800 questions that we haven't answered.
Wow.
We answered a lot of questions.
We do them all now.
We do a good job trying to, like, look at the most recent ones first and seeing in there, and there's a few kind of duds, no offense, but there's always some good ones in there. So another great episode. Who wants to start it off today?
I will start.
Jan taking leadership. Jan's professors take note.
Nicholas from Montreal, Canada. A popular trend in fitness athletes during rehab or recovery is the use of voodoo floss. What do you think about this technique?
Voodoo floss, eh?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I like voodoo dolls, personally. Voodoo dolls are more my favorite.
Voodoo dolls? All right, so voodoo floss, I would agree, you know, flossing in general, I think voodoo floss is kind of like a little bit more, you know, like, I don't know, popularized by one group, I guess, but like flossing in general, you know, where you wrap some, you know, the flossing bands around an extremity. I know my friend, Urson Religioso, I know we're all kind of friends with Urson a little bit. He actually keeps telling me that he gets great results from them. I've yet to really use them much, but I know we've all dabbled a little bit. Who wants to start this? Who has some experience with voodoo floss or flossing?
It sounds like
everyone's looking right at
you.
Who has experience with flossing?
Well, I guess the big thing is that it's very popular in the CrossFit community, right? That's a big thing. I think Kelly kind of brought it, brought the popularity up, and the guys like Urson kind of used similar products, I guess. I'm kind of in the same boat as you, Mike. I've tried it for a few things. It's not necessarily my favorite technique. I apologize, Urson or Kelly. But to be honest, I don't really have a ton of experience using it. I think what it can be used for is generally some sort of tendinopathy. So let's say it's in your elbow or it's in your knee. Wrap it up nice and tight. Do some squats. Do some motion. And it can serve as maybe a soft tissue mobilization for that area. So I can see it fitting into a routine where you're trying to look for some extra soft tissue work. But again, I don't have the most experience using it, so sorry.
So how do, because there's two things that are very clear from it. It's a rubber band, right? Mm-hmm. So we have compression, and you said soft tissue mobilization. Technically, you said, how does it do that?
I guess it just tries to pull down some of the fascia so that when you end up moving the elbow or the knee when it's wrapped up, it ends up stretching some of the fascia back and forth in a way that you wouldn't get when you're doing your squats on your own, I guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe the compression plus that. Why are you so high? The compression plus a little bit of that, you know, fascial sheer. I think I would agree with that. I think, you know, it's a very, what's the phrase we're supposed to say now? A novel stimulus. You know, I mean, think about, like, in your fascia, how rich all your pain fibers, your mechanoreceptors, it's so rich in your superficial layers of skin and fascia getting down into the muscle that it seems like it's a way to stimulate that. And I guess the question is it just another way to kind of like neuromodulate tone and tension and pain by doing that? Anybody else? I mean,
no, I don't know anything about it, so, but I do. I will add just the concepts of compression and just an external force, an external something. Almost like instrument assisted or whatever you want to, you know, stimulate the mechanoreceptors. I think it might be promising, I don't know, but
yeah,
you know, whatever. If you like it, do it, you know.
Probably, you know, I mean, there's lots of ways to skin a cat, I think is what it's saying. I don't think any of us are against it. I don't think any of us think it's magical. I don't think anybody would think it's doing anything to the soft tissue or fascia, right? But, you know, if it's creating a sensation and then you can move better and maybe feel a little bit better afterwards, then I think we're on board with that. Yeah. You know, for us, we're more of the manual therapist, right? So we kind of do more with our hands. But like Dan said, if you're in, you know, the fitness or CrossFit realm and, you know, that's a way to, you know, for you to get loose, like in addition to some of your other self-myofascial stuff, you know, great, right? Yeah. Anybody against it? Anybody think it's a bad idea?
No. Usually okay. It comes down to user error if it is with that.
I see it being applied sometimes to the wrong people at the wrong time.
Yeah.
So baseball players, for some reason, are starting to really do it on their upper arm, right? And we have all our brachial plexus, we have our arteries, our veins, everything coming through the arm. Very sensitive area right here, right? So we always say, look, we do work on soft tissue. And, you know, on the inside of your arm here, that's very neurovascular. So, you know, I see some people putting too much compression on there, and I think they're overusing it. So I don't think they're benign. Right? There is a way to actually do them wrong.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. I'd also say, and I think we all agree on this, is that you can't just make up your only form of treatment.
Right.
I think sometimes you'll find that in like the CrossFit and the fitness community that mobility fixes things, and it can certainly be helpful, but it's definitely not the entire, you know, way to solve your pain problems, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Love it. All right. Good stuff. Who's next?
We have Jose from Springfield. What's the correct way to do band pull-aparts and why? Palms up or down?
Well, Cam, first question for Cam, everybody.
Good.
Now we have to...
Is it Springfield or is it like The Simpsons? How many Springfields are there?
Jen, while you have your phone on you, who has their phone on them?
Springfield, Illinois, Massachusetts. Right. I feel like there's a Springfield in like every state.
While we're answering this, Google how many Springfields there are in the United States. It's like every state, right?
One of
state. I don't think every state has Springfield. So thank you, Jose. But all right, so banded pull-aparts, right? So banded pull-aparts, palm up or palm down? Dum-dum-dum. Who wants to go first? I know Dan's itching for this one. Mike, what do you do? Did you get new shoes?
They're not new. I just don't wear
them. All right, sorry, keep going.
Banded pull aparts, I do a bunch of different variations of banded pull aparts, honestly. I'll do like a pull down and apart where the band's anchored a little bit higher. You're pulling down into the band and then pulling apart there. So I guess I go palms down for that. Looking to get a little depression of the shoulder girdle and get a little lat activation and then pull apart, get some scapular retraction. So I guess it depends on the variation and the goal of the exercise that I'm going for. In regards to hand positioning.
I like that. Yeah, I guess the short answer is there is no wrong way, right? What do you think? Dave, let's see.
I was going to go off mic. I think it's based on like the movement you're warming up, right? If you're trying to do overhead lifting, some people do a lot of like overhead Y banded pull apart, so they'll do kind of from the bottom anchor pulling up. That's probably better to do with your palms out if you don't want to cause any internal rotation irritation. So it really depends on what you're doing.
I like that, yeah. Anybody else?
If getting your palms up, maybe get a little extra external rotation, maybe a little more posterior cuff, a little bit more so. You can also make the argument, this is maybe more bro science and bodybuilders, they like to go a little bit more kind of palm down or doing delt flies to get more rear delt, which kind of makes sense. You're maybe putting the fibers in a better position to produce force as opposed to palms up. Now the rear delt's not in the best position, maybe getting more kind of mid delt, so...
Yeah, I think that's appropriate. If you look at some of the classic EMG stuff, Townsend, even Blackburn, and the was TAP 90s. Stuff in the 80s now? Or was it still early, like 90, 91, right? So, some of the classic EMG studies show with the prone T exercise that thumb up does increase the amount of external rotation EMG, infra and teres minor. So we get a little bit of combination of the two. So I would say there is no wrong way, right? So I think maybe if we put all our answers together, if you're doing this up overhead somehow or some variation overhead, like Dave said, then you probably want to go palm up so that way maybe you clear a little bit more subacromial space. You don't put them in a disadvantageous dangerous position. But other than that, I think unless you're really just trying to get like a little bit more emphasis on posterior delt or posterior cuff, you can really use either way. So I think that, you know, good question. I like that. I like the simple questions like that. Well, I think we all nailed it. Awesome. One more. What do we got, Leanne?
Yep. Mary Kate from Jersey Shore. What's up, champion PT? Mike, had the pleasure of meeting you at CSM and appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. As a PT who is interested in sports, what other conferences besides PT-specific conferences do you recommend?
Awesome. Yeah, I remember you, Mary Kate. Thanks for coming up saying hi. That was fun. So, the Mike, Jersey Shore. It's like you and Skidoo don't have
like a Wildwood, like Point Pleasant. It's either there's a lot
of variety. I don't know. There's a lot of places.
Wait, so which one of you guys is closer to the shore?
I don't know, probably Mike. I'm actually halfway between Atlantic City and Philadelphia, where I grew up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm like South Jersey Shore.
I would be like mid Jersey Shore. Like I would go to like Point Pleasant, and Dan probably go to Wildwood.
So yours is the more elitist spot, probably.
I wouldn't say that. It's all a little trashy.
All down the coast.
All right. So Mary Kate, you went to CSM. So APTA CSM is a great conference, right? It has a little bit of everything, and that's why it's called CSM, right? Combined sections meeting. So it's got a little bit of every section. So sports meetings, other than that, sports PT, she said. Len, what do you think? Give me a couple of sports PT.
The obvious one is TCC in Vegas in early December. That's a great group of of clinicians, sports PTs, dropping good knowledge, and surgeons go too, so you get in the surgical side as well.
So TCC is Team TCC, Concept Conference.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful. From the American Academy of Sports Physical Therapy, formerly the sports section of the APTA.
Correct. So much easier to say sports section.
Yeah, it's still the sports section in our mind. If we've been the sports section members for 25 years, I think we can just call it the sports section. Right. But anyway, all right, so TCC.
So definitely TCC is
like first or second weekend in Vegas in December every year.
Right.
What else?
I mean, it doesn't have to be APTA, but I think just anything to help with your overall assessment skills. So, you know, whether it's SFMA or if it's TPI for golf or something that we might be putting out.
She wants to know sports PT conferences. That's
sometimes
her big
the hospital-based ones are pretty good. That's
a good one, right?
I was going to say, coming to Boston, there's a bunch of good courses that the Baptist has a good one. Probably MGH, Dave speaking at the Harvard one, but I think you come to Boston, you're in the Jersey Shore, make a summer trip, and attend some of those. I think it's anytime you can get the docs and PTs all in one group together speaking, I think it's a no-brainer. Also, ASMI in Birmingham, injuries in baseball course, end of January usually, is again, docs and PTs and strength coaches and athletic trainers all kind of in one room, and just it's a great way to kind of touch base with some of the elites in the field and others and just kind of bounce ideas off each other. You really got to be interactive in that aspect, and that's how you make connections and learn.
Yeah, so I would say similar to that, TPI for the golf world, so ASMI is the baseball world for the golf world.
Right.
When is that, Mike? That's in Orlando or is it move?
Sorry, World Golf Fitness Summit is typically in Orlando. It's every 2 years.
Oh, okay.
every other year for that.
Got it. Okay, so that's another one. Anybody else have any? You know, I got a couple, but if you get
gymnastics is a work in progress.
Yeah. No, she said sports.
You just went to a.
I'm just kidding.
You just went to a really good. Were you in Vail or something like that? Where were you?
I would say I have a few favorites. So like we get to go and speak at some of these meetings, and like Dave said, some of the hospital based ones, the surgeon based ones are pretty neat because you get to hear from the surgeons and the therapists on them. I would say my favorites right now are Dr. Alan Curtis in Boston. It's the New England Baptist. I think it's the Boston Sports and Shoulder Symposium. It's like late October, early November every year in Boston, obviously. That's probably one of my favorites. A new up-and-coming one is the doctors at Rush up in Chicago have one in early September usually, and that's Dr. Cole, Dr. Nick Verma, and their whole group. They do an amazing job with theirs as well, similar in style to Dr. Curtis's in Boston. I would say those are probably my two big ones, and then if you get lucky, you can have a great weekend potentially. TCC in Vegas is usually around the same time as another one called the Ortho Summit. I think it's the orthosummit.com. Just orthosummit.com. But that's from Dr. Keith Blanchard, and that has like 250, 300 speakers, let alone attendees. The attendees are in the thousands. It's gigantic. So it's usually in Vegas around the same time, so you may be able to hit both of them. But I think those are kind of my big ones. So
that majority. doctors?
It's majority doctors, but they're getting more rehabby now. So I spoke with, there's probably a good 15 of us on the panel that were rehab specialists that did a really good job. So I'd say hit those, Mary-Kate, and hopefully those help. So awesome, great. Another group of great questions. Again, head to MikeReynolds.com, click on that podcast link, and you can ask us some more questions just like this. Those are awesome. Thanks so much. And be sure to head to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to MikeReynolds.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at MikeReynolds.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.